Today is Tuesday, December 10th. What to know today about a new report revealing what top officials really had to say about the war in Afghanistan. And articles of impeachment could be announced today. Plus, Russia banned from the Olympics, a warning about Star Wars, and the Golden Globe nominations, surprises and snubs. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A new report from the Washington Post found U.S. officials repeatedly lied about America's longest war for years. The Post is referring to the documents as the Afghanistan Papers, a reference to the Pentagon Papers, which were leaked documents that showed massive failures in the Vietnam War and caused uproar in the early 70s. This time, it's about the war in Afghanistan. The Post spent 3 years and filed 2 lawsuits against the government to get a hold of hundreds of confidential interviews with more than 400 key players in the war, including a 3-star army general. The top officials interviewed said the war became impossible to win and the strategy was unclear. One general said, quote, "We didn't have the foggiest notion of what we were undertaking," while a Navy SEAL called the war a waste of $1 trillion. Another commanding officer said they couldn't get anyone to define what winning actually meant. But U.S. officials were painting a very different picture in public, saying the strategy was working and progress was being made. In one interview, an Army colonel said, quote, "Every data point was altered to present the best picture possible." Keep in mind, this war has been going on for 18 years and lasted through 3 administrations, Bush, Obama, and Trump. In response to the new report, the Pentagon is defending itself, saying officials did not mean to mislead the American people, and what was said in those interviews should be taken with a grain of salt, because everyone who spoke had the, quote, benefit of hindsight. Today could be the day House Democrats announce at least 2 articles of impeachment against President Trump. The AP cites sources who say these formal charges will likely be abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Abuse of power would accuse President Trump of putting his own interests above the country's when pressuring Ukraine to conduct certain investigations against his political rivals. And the obstruction of Congress part is for stonewalling Congress as they work to investigate. For example, not providing certain documents and telling White House officials to ignore subpoenas. In fact, both parties laid out their cases yesterday in what was likely the last televised hearing before a House vote. And there were some heated moments. Democrats called Trump's action a clear and present danger to the 2020 election and national security, and they say it's urgent they act now. But Republicans criticized that process, saying Democrats are racing to push impeachment through ahead of next year's election and are still trying to overturn the 2016 election. Lawmakers in the House are expected to vote on the articles of impeachment, possibly before Christmas. More to come this week. A quick update now on that volcano eruption in New Zealand. Unfortunately, the death toll has gone up. The BBC reports at least 5 people are dead and 8 others are still missing. 34 others survived, though some are still in the hospital. Remember, the volcano erupted Monday on White Island in New Zealand. CNN reports a large group of tourists were visiting the volcano at the time. The BBC says it's too dangerous for emergency officials to go on the island right now because it could erupt again, but they did send an aircraft to look for more survivors. With no luck. Those missing are from all over the world, including the U.S., China, and Australia. Russia is banned from all major sporting events for the next 4 years, including the next 2 Olympic Games. The punishment from the World Anti-Doping Agency means Russia's flag, name, and anthem will not be allowed at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo next year. But NBC Sports reports Russian athletes can still compete without representing their country, as long as they get the okay from anti-doping authorities. So why did this happen? Russia has been accused of tampering with lab results. ESPN reports Russian officials allegedly planted fake evidence and deleted files linked to positive doping tests to basically protect athletes who were using drugs to cheat. But some Russian officials are calling the ban unfair and an attempt to hold back the country. But the BBC reports others think the punishment doesn't go far enough. Sports Illustrated named its 2019 Sports Person of the Year, and its soccer star, Megan Rapinoe. Rapinoe helped the U.S. women's national team win the World Cup, and Sports Illustrated says it's also because she's been one of the leading soccer players in the fight for equal pay and women's rights. She's now the 4th solo woman to be honored as the Sports Person of the Year. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break for today's sponsor. I used to love shopping because even one new accessory can help you feel your best and ready to take on the day. But now, I don't always have the time to go to the store or to keep up with the season's latest trends. That's why I'm always so excited and a bit relieved to get my FabFitFun box in the mail. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box, and I know it always has some great accessories for the new season. The latest winter box, for example, which is available now, came with an adorable Rebecca Minkoff beanie set that I've already set aside to pack for our trip to Minnesota for the holidays. But one of the things I love most about FabFitFun is that you get a variety of great products. We're talking 8 to 10 full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products worth more than $200. Yet, each box is just $49.99. And you can use the coupon code NEWSWORTHY for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. Again, go to FabFitFun.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY for $10 off your first box. Now, back to the news. Who were the most tweeted about politicians in 2019? I bet you can guess number one. President Trump. In fact, Axios reports six of the top 10 most tweeted about politicians were Americans, including Trump at the top and former President Barack Obama coming in second. And speaking of Trump in the tech world, Amazon is blaming President Trump's attacks, both behind the scenes and in public, for missing out on a $10 billion government contract. The contract is to create a cloud system for the Pentagon. Well, the Wall Street Journal says Amazon filed a formal complaint yesterday and wants the Pentagon to start the selection process over again. But the Pentagon is pushing back, saying Trump doesn't influence that decision at all, and Microsoft, who actually won the contract, is calling it a fair process. It was one of the highest-grossing projects on the crowdfunding site Kickstarter, raising more than $13 million. But now the coolest cooler, as it's called, has officially failed. The company is shutting down, and only two-thirds of the backers, the people who supported the product on Kickstarter, actually received a coolest cooler, meaning 20,000 people paid but never got it. The project was funded 5 years ago, and now The Verge says it's known as one of the biggest Kickstarter failures. The company has been struggling for a while, but it was still operating until this week. It now blames the tariffs on Chinese imports for shutting down, since it affects the cost of making the coolers, though some people are skeptical. Kickstarter put out a statement saying there's always a risk with new projects, but it's put in place new policies in the last 5 years. Oh, and also controversial in the business world, the popular luggage startup Away. The Verge recently reported about what employees have described as a toxic work culture. Now, after some public backlash, the CEO is stepping down and being replaced. Remember the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge? It had people posting videos of themselves dumping a bucket of ice water on their heads, then challenging others to do the same and make a donation. It was a hugely successful campaign. The Boston Globe says the challenge raised more than $160 million for ALS research. ALS is a disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and spinal cord. Well, NPR reports Pete Frates was the driving force behind that challenge, and unfortunately, he passed away Monday at age 34. He was a former Boston College baseball star, and although he did not invent the Ice Bucket Challenge, he became one of its most recognizable faces and helped it gain national attention. His family said his courage and resiliency were an inspiration to people around the world. The new Star Wars movie comes with a warning label. Disney says Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker could trigger seizures. CNN reports the highly anticipated movie apparently has some scenes with flashing lights that could affect people with photosensitive epilepsy. The Epilepsy Foundation says people with epilepsy can still watch the film, but they may want to consider some precautions first. So Disney recommends movie theaters alert viewers. The movie premieres later this month. The Golden Globe nominations are in, and Netflix dominated. The Wall Street Journal reports the streaming service is nominated 34 times across the movie and TV categories. On the film side, Netflix is leading with 17 nominations, including for Best Picture, for The Irishman, and Marriage Story. On the TV side, there were strong showings for The Crown and Unbelievable. HBO's Chernobyl is also nominated for 4 awards, and Apple TV Plus's The Morning Show is up for 3, which some called a surprise. But people are also talking about some of the snubs, including two of HBO's most popular series. Game of Thrones only received 1 nomination, and Veep didn't receive any for its final season. The 77th annual Golden Globe Awards will air January 5th on NBC. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, you can read more about all the stories we talked about today in the show notes. Just click episodes on thenewsworthy.com to see all the links and sources. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.